Hello and welcome to this episode of Believe in Sparks. I'm your host, Stacey Pates. Veteran guard Christy Tolliver likely will return to action for the Sparks on Sunday in Dallas, where she spent the NBA season as an assistant coach for the Mavericks. Christy is the only active WNBA player working as an NBA assistant. She finished her third season on an NBA bench and her first with the Dallas Mavericks, helping head coach Jason Kidd steer the team all the way to the Western Conference Finals, where they lost in five games to Golden State on May 26th. Here's Christy Tolliver sharing her experiences as an NBA coach and current active WNBA player.
I know that I was the first African-American female coach in the NBA, so to me, that's a big responsibility. This is my platform now, you know, as a player in the W and now as an NBA coach, it's just being out there, being seen. And so, you know, I want to be viewed as a winner, as a leader on the court, you know, in between the lines and as a coach outside of them. I just try to do my best to be prepared every day, to make people laugh and smile every day, to let them know that this is a game, you know, it should be joyful. You should be loving it and loving the journey. Being the first, you know, black female in the NBA coaching is a responsibility. There can be pressure, but pressure is a privilege. And so I'm extremely privileged knowing the importance of it on so many levels, because I know if I don't do my job to the best of my ability, then the next young lady is not going to get her opportunity. And that's kind of how I view it.
I love that. Christy says, pressure is a privilege. Well, before we get into her return to the LA Sparks, if you don't know the story of how she got into coaching, let's hear straight from Christy. How did you get into coaching?
Opportunity presented itself. I didn't really have an intention of getting into coaching while I was still playing. I took a year off from overseas. I played 10 years straight in the overseas and in the W. Somebody reached out and asked if I would want to be their assistant. And I said, absolutely, because I knew I was going to finally take a year off from playing over in Russia. And then things just happened organically. Then the Wizards offered me a job. Obviously, I wasn't going to turn that down. It wasn't something I was seeking out, but it was an opportunity of a lifetime. So that's kind of the story of how I got into it.
As the only active WNBA player to also be an assistant on an NBA bench, you were late getting to the season with the LA Sparks, which was obviously honored by the organization and your coaching staff and your teammates. How do you balance both? You talk about responsibility. Those are two huge responsibilities. How do you balance that?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, it's time management. You know, I still have to work out and prepare myself for the summer while at the same time, you know, trying to help these guys, you know, be the best that they can so we can, you know, try to get our goal in winning a championship here with the Mavs. So it's double duty. It's a lot, but I enjoy it. I love it. I love being around the game as much as I can. So it's a unique opportunity for me and something that I'm really enjoying.
We'll hear more from Christy Tolliver and her journey in the NBA when we return after this message from our title sponsor. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online, where the game starts. In what ways is it a benefit? Because, yeah, you might be away from your WNBA team, but you're still training, you're still keeping your body right. But in what ways does it really also benefit you being on an NBA bench and then heading into your season?
You know, when you're behind the lines, you have a whole different vantage point. So for me, the amount of film that I watch and break down when I play, it slows the game down tremendously. So I enjoy it. It's not the same as being in between the lines. You know, there's nothing like being a player, and any player would tell you that. So it's cool that I get to be both at the same time.
The first ever African-American assistant coach to be a current active player in the W as well. How were you received as a female coach in the NBA?
Honestly, it's been awesome. You know, I don't know if I've just been lucky that in Washington and in Dallas, I'm just around great guys. I've never felt any division or, you know, them looking at me like I was just the only female coach. That's just coincidental to me. They've welcomed me with open arms, treat me like they would treat anybody else, and I do the same. So it's less of a, oh, that's the female coach, that's coach. And so just the respect factor has been big.
We'll be back with more Believe in Sparks right here on the Believe Podcast Network right after this. three-time All-Star and two-time WNBA champion Christy Tolliver is returning to action with the LA Sparks, and it's been a bit of an uphill battle for LA, who are 5-8 entering play on the road against the Dallas Wings on Sunday, when Christy is expected to make her debut in her 13th WNBA season. Your Sparks had Wednesday off this week. They travel on Friday to see the Dallas Wings. It'll be their second meeting already this season. That will be on Sunday, June the 19th at 1 o'clock Pacific time. That is the tip. Earlier in the season, on May the 31st, the LA Sparks defeated the Dallas Wings 93-91. In hopes that Christy Tolliver will make her return on this day in Dallas, it would be extra special for her since she completed her third NBA season in Dallas, to see her back on the court for the first time also in Dallas. For all your NBA news and notes, make sure you go to WNBA.com, and for more on your LA Sparks, LASparks.com has everything you need. Don't miss it. Thanks again for joining us on this episode of Believe in Sparks. We'll see you again next week. Our podcasts are available to be downloaded or streamed on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, Spotify, Luminary, iHeart, and our website, Believe.com. You can also follow us across social media at Believe Podcasts, at Believe Sports. You can find me at Stacey Pates on Twitter and on Instagram as well. And as always, thank you so much again for hanging out with us on this episode of Believe in Sparks, presented by BetOnline.ag.